Hey y'all, how y'all doing out there in the world? All right, so this is like the first of many podcasts or whatever. I'm working on a few things. It's just like between work and everything else, and clearly New York City traffic, that it's just nothing pops off. So anyway, I'm working on it. It's a work in progress. And I'm actually heading to Atlanta this weekend. This is my first time going to Atlanta. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm ready. Like, I got my bag packed. I bought a new anal dish. Like, I'm ready. Like, I'm ready for this trip. Because you never know what you might get into. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got my Pure for Men. I got some flax seeds. Like, I'm ready. Like, I'm ready. Like, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm really excited. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding about everything else except the new anal dish, because I did buy one because my other one's broken. But you said too much. But yeah, so basically, you know, it's a variety kind of podcast. We're gonna talk about all types of shit. I got two with my friend Rick that we're gonna put on there, and then all that good stuff. And so it's gonna be really cute. So look out. Oh, he is cute. God damn. So I'm just getting off work, and I'm heading home, I guess. I wish the weather was nicer, because I would have head up to CT to get my dad to fix my car. Shit. Because I might be built like a football player, but I don't know how to do that shit. I don't know how to get on another car. Shit. You talking about, oh. And my friends talking about, oh, ain't you? That's why you need to get a man to do it. The niggas I fuck with is Butch Queens. They don't know how to do that either. Shit. They gonna tell me what I tell myself. Pay somebody to do that shit. Until that man say, I went to go. See, the thing about it is, sometimes I think I come off too preppy. So when I go to the hood and try to find me a shade tree mechanic, that they be trying to play me. So anyway, so New York completely fucked up my shocks. Because I don't know, for a city that got a lot of money, the streets is fucked up here for some reason. So anyway, I done hit every motherfucking pothole there was possibly to find. Like, I deliberately, when I drive, I just look for potholes to run over, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, So my back shot's fucked up. Like, you can hear it knocking. Not right now, because I'm in traffic, so I ain't moving that fast. But if I hear a bump, it's like boom, 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 boom. I'm like, oh my god, this is mad annoying. So I'm like, I'm scared to have people in my car. I'm like, ooh, look at this bitch, her raggedy ass shit. My car already looked like a hoopty. And like, you know what I'm saying, whatever. So I'm like, you know, whatever. This is my blessing, and I'm gonna take care of it. So this is what I'm doing. So anyway, I bought the parts. I got the front shocks ready to install, and then I got the back, and then I also got the control arm and stuff, because I was like, if y'all gonna go down there, you might as well change everything. Because the good thing about my car is that it's 2010, so therefore it still has the original parts, which is a good thing. That means because the car lasted. So the bad thing is when I own it now, all the fucking parts want to act up. So I'm like, you know what, whatever, because I'd rather fix it now than rather it break down and not fix it, because I don't want to be without a car. So I go to the guy, you know what I'm saying, and was I wearing my uniform or, no, I was in my day off, so I was wearing my regular clothes. So I don't like some skinny jeans, I had a hoodie, I had my little shades on, my hair was cooperating with me that day, so it was very curly, it was giving you very Spanish tees. And I was like, yeah, I was like, how you doing, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, yeah, so how much would it cost for you to, you know, install my shocks and my struts or whatever? And he was like, oh, so he started talking Spanish. Now, what people fail to realize is, first of all, bitch, I'm Puerto Rican and black. And if I know anything, as much as my dad speaks Spanish thinking I don't understand that shit, nigga, I done fucked enough Spanish niggas and been around my family way too fucking long to know what the fuck y'all talking about. So they was like, oh, mira, 40, 50. Or however the fuck you say, 100 or whatever. So I heard 400, then I heard 500, and I was like, okay. He was like, 500 for what? He was like, to install. And are you applying the parts too? He was like, no. I said, basically, you sitting on the machine, you take the old ones out, you pop them out, you put the old ones in. You going to? I said, what's your hourly rate? your hourly, you know, the base rate for labor is usually like $100. So I'm like, if you would have said $200, then I'd be like, okay, because I paid $180 to get all four put on. So all basically, I, you know what I'm saying? Does that add up to $500? No, because if you was one, if he didn't have a base rate, he just came up off the top of his head, and that's the shit that pissed me off. So I was like, bitch, put my fucking parts back in my motherfucking car, bitch, so I can go. Shit. The fuck wrong with you? Mm-mm. So anyway, so I'm Gucci. I'm really contemplating on things, and I'm trying to do things. Like, I'm trying to work on music, I'm trying to do this. But, like, I'm lacking motivation right now because I'm, like, this is not ideally where I want it to be. Like, I really want to transition and experience living in Atlanta. Because I'm originally from Jacksonville. So, I'm like, okay, New York is cute, but she's not cute enough, you know. And so, I was like, you know what? Let me make the best of it. So, to the actual point of this podcast, dating. So, story time. Hey. So anyway, so I've been on a few dates, but I'm gonna tell you the worst of the worst. So, boom. How did this shit start? I think I was home. I was home. So in this time period, That's a lie. Okay. So during this time, I was staying with people. So I was renting a room. I haven't got my apartment yet because I just moved to my apartment. So I was staying in a room, and you know, my roommates were very shady. But I didn't know them that well, so whatever. But anyway, so I was staying in a room, whatever. And I remember I was laying on my bed, and I was on Jacked. I was on Jacked, and this boy hit me up. So he had no picture, and I was like, I don't answer boys that with no pictures, because, you know, I'm like, I don't give a fuck how DL you are, bitch. I'm not fucking with you, because the girls are waking up dead, and I'm not going to be one of them girls. So I was like, cool. So anyway, so I was like, all right, boom. So we sitting here, you know, I'm on my shit, eating my chips and shit. You know what I'm saying? Watching some Netflix. Usually when I'm on the app, I'm doing like five different things, because that's just how my brain relaxes. It relaxes by multitasking. I don't know. I'm weird. Whatever. I'll get over it. So he was like, yeah, what up? You want to come over? And I was like, I'm not trying to have sex with you. Like, I'm tired of that. I don't want to have meaningless sex no more. That's just where I am in my life. Like, I want to go out on dates, and I want to do stuff. And so he was like, oh, yeah, that's cute. I'm looking for the same thing. And I was like, all right. So anyway, so so he showed me a picture. I was like, ooh. Now, I'm from down south, and I don't know if it's the southern thing, but even when I was a smaller cat, like, I started off small. Like, I was a size 18 waist, little cute little egg booty. But now I'm a thick boy. I don't know what the fuck happened. I guess all that Golden Corral done creeped up on my ass. So now I'm a thick boy, but, like, I'm like football player shape. You know what I'm saying? I got my little tummy, but everything is solid. So, regardless of what size I was, I always had a thing for thick guys. Always, always, always. The beefier, the better. So he was thick, and he was tall. So I was like, guys, bitch, a tall nigga that's thick make me feel like a motherfucker. A real WOMAN. Let me stop. But yeah, so I was like, all right, cool. I was like, yes, bitch, you gonna fuck me down, bitch. Yes. So I was like, all right, boom. So we fucking chill and shit. And so I end up going over his house. And one thing I hate about New York, see, this is why I don't go out much. Two reasons. Bitch, I hate public transportation. And two, every time y'all niggas invite me over, y'all ain't never got no parking in y'all neighborhood. So I'm like, or if I am going to a neighborhood that has parking, I gotta come back and find parking in my own damn neighborhood. But I'm slowly starting to get out of that shit, because, you know, eventually you gotta live. So I was like, all right, boom. So we go and do that crazy shit. And what happened? So he invites me over, and then of course it's hard to find parking in his area. So then he comes downstairs and he's one of those assholes that parks his car that no other car could get in front of him or in back of him. Like the proportion of the room. Like if there's a space, if there was two cars, if there was a car in front of him and back of him, if he would have scooted up, he could fit two cars in that space that he took. But instead, he took all the room and parked in the middle, supposedly for nobody to hit his car, which doesn't make any sense because if either person front or back pulls out, then whoever comes in next could get close to you. So that's dumb. You're just being a dick. And so I was like, I knew people did that on purpose. This was the first time meeting someone that actually does that. So I was like, oh, bitch, you the type of bitch that take up all the parking space where nobody else could park. Bitch, if you worried about somebody hitting your car, then bitch, you claim you got all these coins, then bitch, invest in a fucking parking garage or some shit, bitch, since you so motherfucking rich. But we'll get to that in a minute. So so he comes downstairs, he moves his car forward so I could fit a whole car in there. I fit it in there or whatever. And, you know, so we go upstairs. So he starts smoking. So I was like, I'm a social smoker and I don't smoke with everybody. You know what I'm saying? I smoke with people I trust because, you know, the girls like lace your shit. And I've had a bad experience one where I was laced. Like I was laid out, but that'll be another date story. But I wasn't here. That was back home. So yeah, I was like, nah, I'm good. I ain't smoked. So we chilling and I'm trying to talk to him, get to know him. And I guess the higher he get, the sleepier he get. Bitch, why the fuck you invite me over here? You knew you was going to be all laid out, bitch. Like, you know how you are when you high. But I was like, did he want to fuck? Because, bitch, you can't fall asleep on the ass because I'd be really upset. So I was like, all right. I was like, so we talked and the conversation was okay. But then I was like, okay, I'm done trying to force the conversation out of him. So I was like, you know what? I got to go. I got a meeting in the morning. I got to work. My car broke. I don't know, bitch. Whatever's gonna get me out of this fucking situation, bitch. So I fucking left and I was like, I wasn't planning to call him back. So, yeah, I talked to my sister and it's probably be the last time I fucking listened to her. She was like, oh, you need to give people a chance. You know what I'm saying? Probably was just an off day and blah, blah, blah. But like, you know what? I should have went my first mind. Ignored her. With my first mind and never answer his call. He called me back. So he calls me back. I think it was like 2 days later, I think. And he's like, oh, what's up? You want to hang out? So I'm like, okay, cool. So we hang out. We plan to hang out, but it was for the next day. And I was like, okay, cool. So I was like, call me when you're ready or whatever. So the day comes, he didn't call. And I called him. He didn't answer. So, bitch, I made alternate plans. One thing I don't do is wait around for no dude. That's the one I do not do. Because these dudes be quick to stand you up, flake on you, whatever. So, I already, bitch, I got a plan. B, C, D, E, and F. Don't fucking play with me. Because I make sure everything is lined up. Because I got shit to do. It's my day off. I only get two per week. You think I'm going to sit here waiting around the house for your flaky ass? So he was like, so then he finally calls me like 3 hours after the initial time that we had made plans. He was like, where are you? I was like, I'm in Connecticut. He was like, oh, well, I thought we had plans today. I said, I thought so too. But apparently your time, your watch must be different from mine because we scheduled for 2 and you calling me at 4. So he was like, oh, I was stuck late at work. Okay. Do you not use your phone for work? It takes 2 minutes. I'm stuck at work. I would have kept it moving. You know what I'm saying? So he was like, all right, well, I'm gonna hit me back when you get back to New York. So I was like, okay. So I was like, you know what? I told my people, I said, let me head back to New York, blah, blah, because, you know what I'm saying? See what this nigga's about. I'm giving him a second chance. Being open-minded and shit. So I'm driving back to New York, and he's like, and so I call him when I cross the border back into New York. So when Google was like, oh, welcome back to New York. I'm like, thank you, girl. So I came back, and I was like, all right, cool. So, I come back to New York, I call him, and I was like, hey, I'm headed back. He was like, oh, come to my house, don't go home. I was like, okay, so I go to his house. And so, he was like, oh, park your car where my car is, we're going to take my car. I was like, okay, your car is newer, so we went. So, I was like, what are we doing? So, he was like, oh, I'm going to go just, he said he was going to stop by the gym and make a payment. Bitch! We went to that motherfucking gym. It was a whole fucking tour. It was all this. He was like, oh, you could join this gym with me. I said, bitch, who? First of all, I'm not driving all this motherfucker away, because that was shit. It was in Pelamana. I'm like, bitch, I'm not driving all this way. The gym is cute. It had a little miniature water park in it. But I'm like, this shit is cute, but none of this shit. Bitch, that's $89. Like, bitch, that's not the type of money I'm bringing in right now. So I'm going to stick to my Blink Fitness. And that's it. So he's like, oh, okay, cool. So, you know, he signs up and shit like that. So, mind you, when we was in a car heading there, I was like, okay, maybe it's a fluke. But it was still wintertime in New York. So it's fucking cold. And so I had on my little cute leather jacket, because I was like, okay, well, I'm not going to be outside like that. So I'm going to be in the house. So he was like, oh, no, I said, I'm going to be in a car. So I went in my car to another car. And he got leather, too. So he kept turning off the AC. He kept turning off the heat. I was like, yeah, it's cold in here. Oh, you stay hot. I was like, no, bitch, it's winter. Like, can you put that thermostat on 75, bitch, and stop trying to put her down to 60 or 55? Like, bitch, your fat ass don't fucking, like, I started getting bad. I was like, bitch, if you don't get your old super get hot quick ass and turn this motherfucking heat on, bitch, open your fucking window. Oh, that's the other thing. He kept opening the window. And I was like, bitch. So I'm texting my friend. I was like, bitch, I want to roll out of this car. So he was like, bitch, just give him a chance, blah, blah. So I was like, all right, everybody's telling me to give these bitches a chance. And my gut is telling me, bitch, go home. So I was like, if I was feeling real slimy, bitch, I would have hopped out that car, caught me an Uber back to my motherfucking car, bitch. But I ended up being slimier, but I waited till I got closer to my car to be grimy. So, you know, we chilling, and he was like, oh, so then the gym, we went to Marshall's or whatever, so we went around looking for some fucking shit for his fucking friend, and I was like, okay, why the fuck am I here? Like, this is not, first of all, you was high on the first one, so I'm thinking this is an actual date. Bitch, you got me hanging around while you doing errands. Bitch, I don't do errands. I don't even like doing my own fucking errands. So I was like, no, bitch. I was like, you know what? I'm finna go. So when I was like, I'm ready to go, he was like, oh, you hungry? Let me feed you. So I was like, okay. A bitch gets a food out of it. So then my fat boy kicked in, and I was like, yes, I'm hungry, yes. He was like, oh, we doing Wendy's. I was like, oh, this cheap motherfucker here. So I was like, all right, boom. I ordered the most expensive thing at Wendy's. So then we in a drive-thru line, and this is the night, this is the point of the night where I was like, this bitch done tried it. So the whole time, us getting to know each other, he was like, yeah, I got a house in Detroit. Wait. He was like, yeah, I got a house in Detroit. You know what I'm saying? And it's paid off. I don't know what to do with it. And blah, blah, blah. And oh, what did he say he was? Catering captain or catering manager, whatever the fuck that is. He's like, I'm a catering manager, 44th Street, and and this, and I got all this money, and you know, and I'm living with my grandma lived with me, and you know, and I was like, okay, cool. So then he was like, he was like, oh, well, yeah. So then he turned to me. He was like, oh, so what's your credit score? I was like, I'm sorry, say that again? He was like, what's your credit score? Bitch, I don't even like my financial situation right now, because she is in the process of struggling. I'm trying to get my shit together. But it for me not knowing you, and I don't even like you like that. If you would ask me, my ass, my weight, and my credit is a sensitive subject for me. Bitch, I was like, huh? He was like, what's your credit score? Bitch, I turned to him and I said, fair, but building. The fuck? Excuse me. I was like, fair, but building. He was like, so what's the number? That's the motherfucking number. Bitch, let me put you in your place real quick. Mind you, we on the highway headed to the thing. I was like, first of all, so I got an attitude. And I was like, okay, hold on. He was like, oh, I said, why'd you ask me that question? He was like, oh, well, I just want to know if we kick it that your credit score is on point. Okay, I get your motivation, but I'm not even sure if I like you yet, and neither are you towards me. Okay, so I was like, first of all, the way you operate right now is a big turnoff. And he was like, oh, so you mad because your credit bad? I said, you know what? Bitch, I've been mad that my credit was bad. I've been mad. But I said, it's fair, but building. Okay, I'm getting my shit together. You know what I'm saying? A bitch can get a cell phone at zero down still, so don't give me too much. And I was like, first of all, you sitting here bragging, bitch. Let me take you down a couple of notches. If you had so much motherfucking money, bitch, you sitting there buying IKEA furniture, bitch, you should have been buying Crate and Barrel since you got so much coin. And I was like, on top of that, bitch, you got a house in Detroit. Bitch, they ain't saying nothing. Bitch, I could buy a house in Detroit, bitch. Say nothing but $12 to buy her, bitch. I said, first of all, who the fuck goes to Detroit any fucking way? Bitch, you don't see the girls talking about, ooh, girl, I can't wait to go to Detroit. No, bitch. So that's not something to brag about. If you talking about you had a house in Miami, or you had a house in Atlanta, or you had a house in LA, bitch, then okay, that's something to brag about. Bitch, you got a house in Detroit. Sit the fuck down, bitch. I was like, bitch, and you a catering captain. It's not like you own the catering company, bitch. I said, so first of all, you know what I'm saying? Get your shit together, because you bragging for the wrong motherfucking reasons. Fuck out of here. So he was like, oh, I can sense that you mad. Yes, I'm mad. Don't ask me about my motherfucking credit. Bitch, I was tight. Bitch, and he was like, oh. He was like, oh, when I'm going to see you again. Bitch, why he was answering that question, I swear to you on my dead grandmother that I got out the car while the car was still rolling. Bitch, once my car came in my peripheral vision, bitch, I don't know how the fuck far it was, but I was like, bitch, when I saw her, bitch, I opened that motherfucking door while she was still rolling. She was like going like 5 miles per hour, bitch, and proceeded to put my foot out there and hopped to my motherfucking car, bitch. I said, I don't. He was like, oh, I asked you a question. I was like, bitch, I slammed the door and kept it moving. I was like, bitch, get the fuck out of here. He was like, oh, so you up? So he kept texting me, and I was like, he was like, oh, so you just gonna give me old nasty read and you just gonna walk away? I was like, yeah. He was like, oh, well, I'm sorry. I feel like I have to pump myself up for people. And I'm like, bitch, okay, I accept your apology, but you played yourself. He was like, oh, but why you get on sensitive? I said, because it's just the fact that just, I understand if you met me on that type of situation, but I already told you that I'm starting over. I'm building myself up. So why are you asking me questions like that? That's not, if we were about to get married, that's fine. But I understand that you, oh, I like to get straight to the point. Well, bitch, since we're getting straight to the point, what's your dick size? He was like, oh, I'm a 7. Oh, well, it definitely would have had work. He was like, oh, so you a fucking size queen? No, bitch, I ain't no fucking size queen. It's the fact that I'm a realist, bitch. If my ass is 6 motherfucking inches thick, why the fuck would I fuck with a nigga with 7 motherfucking inches, bitch? That means I'm only going to feel 1. I ain't got time to be sitting here, be fucking bent over, and got to spread my ass too. That's a lot of motherfucking work. Bitch, get off me. I'm a fucking celebrity, bitch. Fuck out of here. Bitch, I was saying, all right, girl, get off my phone. That I paid for. And she's paid off. Since you want to know a bitch finances. He was like, oh, you mad. Get the fuck out of here. But I digress. The moral of the story is, don't let no broke ass nigga bump you and try to make you feel less than whatever. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I was wrong for fronting on him or flipping on him or whatever. But the fact of the matter is, I just feel like there's a certain way to approach things, and I'm like, bitch, if anything, you should have been trying to get my good graces to sitting there trying to play yourself. Because what I felt like he was doing was he was trying to make himself feel better. So, or either that, or he fucked with mad gold diggers, and he feel like all that house in Detroit and that IKEA furniture and that leased ass Ford from 2 years ago. Bitch, get the fuck out of here. Bitch, you acting like, bitch, you drive a Ford Edge, bitch. Like, bitch, you ain't baking. Like, fuck out of here. If you would have came around my house with a Beamer or some shit like that, then it would have been, okay, you got some coin. But you don't get the fuck out of here. Found on the roadside, dead type ass car. Bitch, please. So, But yeah, my credit is a very sensitive subject. It's very sensitive. I don't play with the girls when it comes to that. And I really wish this truck would let me over. Why? Oh, right. Today is Tuesday. I'm like, why is there so much traffic? I'll shut the fuck up. So anyway, that's my story. I'm pretty sure I will have plenty bad dates to come, but whew, That was definitely the team. Until next time, I love you guys. Tune in. I'm pretty sure it'll get worse and it'll probably get better. But until it get better, it's gonna get worse. Peace.